ahead.
Hi, Ollie. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
I think you're making some good points about the faith-based initiative, but I think there's a couple important points you're missing.
But, go ahead.
Number one, it's just plain unconstitutional.
How?
Well, for starters, for the government to be involved in charity like they have been so long ago is totally unconstitutional, and we can see that they've made a great big mess of it. Like they do anything
well,
else that's unconstitutional.
Wait, now, let's talk a little bit about the Constitution. Are you a homeschooler?
Yes, I am.
How did I know that? Probably because you know about the Constitution. How old are you, Nikki?
18.
Good. Nikki, where in the Constitution does it say the government can... Let's separate the two issues. Does it say that the government cannot be involved in charity?
The 10th Amendment.
10th Amendment preserves to the states those authorities and powers not delegated to the people and preserved to the federal government. Right? It doesn't say that the government cannot... And in general, people take the Constitution, if it's not forbidden by the Constitution, it can be done by the government. And it can be done under Article 1, Section 8, and things like that. So, first of all, the Constitution does not prohibit the government from being involved in, quote, charities. Many of us question whether the government should ever have been involved in a lot of the things. I mean, if you go back to the preamble, what is commonly referred to as the preambular language, that pretty well lays out what government should be doing and shouldn't be doing. And clearly it doesn't say, excuse me, should be doing, clearly it doesn't say anything about charity. So I'll take your point there, but where do you get that it shouldn't be involved in charity with a religious organization?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not it's religious. It's that, and first of all, I do think that the 10th Amendment prohibits the federal government from doing anything that is not said that it can be done. But,
Well, at that rate, the 9th Amendment would prohibit a lot of other things, too, because remember, the 9th and the 10th Amendment preserve to the people and to the states, respectively, those authorities not given to the federal government.
Mm-hmm. And so it is the states and the people's business to take care of charity, not the federal government.
And I understand. I will not debate with you that it's proper. That it's not in the Constitution. But the argument that is levied is that if it's not forbidden, then it's permissible to government. I mean, that's the argument that's been around since, you know, basically the early part of this century when we first began things like the income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you end up with is government doing a lot of things that it probably ought not to be doing, most of which it does not do well.
Right.
But the 9th and 10th Amendment do not keep the government from doing these programs.
Well, I can't agree with you there, but on to my other point.
Go ahead. Real quick. I'll take it after the call. I'll respond after the break. Go ahead.
Okay. If George W. Bush doesn't attach strings to the money, another president is going to.
Okay. And I will take it up when we come back. News, weather, traffic, and the like coming up, then more of your calls, and I'll answer Nikki's comment when we return. Nikki, appreciate your call. And like most homeschoolers, you at least know that there's a Constitution.
Call me.